For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis. Kentucky is undergoing rapid changes in how it treats drug offenders. A growing number of communities are offering needle exchange programs for IV drug users. There's a greater availability of naloxone, a drug which counters the effects of an opioid overdose. And the state legislature passed a bill this year offering more treatment options for heroin addicts. John Tilley is a former Kentucky House member from Hopkinsville who now serves as the state secretary of the Justice and Public Safety Cabinet. We asked him what's behind the change in mindset toward drug offenders in the Commonwealth.
Well, first, I think there's a clear recognition in this state that all crime at this point, seemingly all crime, is either drug crime or drug related. And it's well over 90% if you talk to any prosecutor. That is certainly driving our prison population. There's a recognition now that a lot of this drug, a lot of the scourge is a public health issue as opposed to a criminal justice one. I think there's a recognition that our prison population is increasing at a rate that we cannot sustain. There is no clear return on investment. We have to use programs we know which work that cut recidivism.
Is there an example of a new program or approach in effect right now in Kentucky that you think is having a positive impact on reducing the number of people incarcerated in the state?
There's a program we use from a reform bill from three or four years ago called the SMART program. We're piloting that program in seven counties. We need to put it in all 120. We're taking the most high-risk, high-needs offenders we have. We're monitoring them outside the prison wall. They're getting drug treatment. They're getting mental health treatment. They're getting constant supervision from a judge and staff, and we're seeing tremendous results from that program. Whereas before, we were seeing that person warehoused and then released and then returned to prison very quickly.
Americans, by and large, once viewed the drug problem in our country as something mostly impacting poor urban communities, mostly communities of color. Now, we're much more aware of the ways that things like prescription pills, meth, heroin are impacting rural, white, middle, and even, in some cases, upper-class communities in places like Kentucky. And I'm wondering, do you think that's at least part of the reason why we're seeing more of these treatment options available now as opposed to simply throwing addicts in jail like we did in years and decades past?
I do think the drug problem is now, at least there's a recognition there. It is seemingly cutting across all socioeconomic boundaries. Maybe that it was before, but now it seems to be so much more prevalent with deadlier and deadlier drugs coming onto the market every day. We're seeing more drug overdose deaths. Kentucky is one of the top five states for drug overdose mortality rates. And so certainly when you see name names, but there's so many high-profile deaths we've had in this state, which have really rattled, I think, people who before may not have been as tuned in, just because it wasn't in their face.
Should Kentucky do more to reform its marijuana laws? And what do you think of the continued national debate and some debate here in Kentucky about the idea of legalizing medical marijuana?
Let me first say that we did reduce possession of marijuana in 2011, almost unanimous support, 38-0 in the Senate, 96-1 in the House, to reduce that possession charge to a Class B misdemeanor capped at, I think, 90 days time, but it was citable-only offense. And so there was a recognition that that's not our biggest problem, certainly. And then on the medical marijuana side, I talk to our director every day, and there are certainly concerns with how marijuana still can rewire, especially the adolescent brain, and there are concerns there. But there certainly are also cases where it does help folks with persistent pain and end of life. My dad died of cancer, and I know that certainly we would have probably turned to something that would have eased his pain. And so I understand that completely.
We've been speaking with John Tilley, Secretary of Kentucky's Justice and Public Safety Cabinet. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis.